The Agribusiness Confidence Index ticked up two notches in the third quarter to 46 index points. This is according to the Agricultural Business Chamber, which releases the quarterly confidence survey. While it ticked up, it's still below the crucial 50 mark, which separates expansion from contraction. So what's driving the agri sector these days? Are the challenges still the same? Well, to break down what's what for us, I'm joined on the line by Wandile Sihlobo. He's Chief Economist at Agbiz. Thanks very much for joining us, Wandile. So the Agri Confidence Report suggests an improvement in general agricultural conditions. Where are the improvements being observed?
Now, thanks for having me on, Nanku. I think the key thing, Nanku, that we are seeing here is really the guys that are operating within the summer crop growing areas of South Africa. They get a sense that, look, going forward, they might actually experience better weather conditions, and that might assist them to actually get a good harvest going forward. And I think their sentiments on this particular quarter survey was also influenced by what the South African Weather Service has been saying. The guys have been coming up really optimistic about the weather conditions going forward. I think in part that was one of the things that has driven this. But number one of the other things that we are seeing was also the volume of exports. The confidence regarding the exports on the third quarter was one of the factors that actually lifted and supported this slight uptick that you saw. And I think there the momentum is emanating from what we saw in the second quarter numbers, where South Africa's agricultural exports on a quarter-on-quarter basis were really up by 14%, amounting to about $2.4 billion. That's the amount of exports that we put out on the second quarter. And I think people are still feeling enthused and thinking that that momentum will actually be able to continue on that. But the most surprising part for me, and pleasantly so, was also on an employment sub-index. The guys that in the livestock and the horticulture, they feel that they might be able to create some space for jobs in the third quarter for this year. I wasn't expecting really to see some good numbers there. So it was interesting to see that and really to see it in industries that are generally labor intensive, because I think that is in line with what we as a country actually want to see, people really getting in and being absorbed and working on this particular sector.
Yes. Just touching on the exports issue, I saw that South Africa recently signed up an agreement with the UK, you know, just to avoid any misunderstandings should the country go ahead with Brexit and a hard Brexit. Surely that should be quite positive for our agri sector going forward, especially for our citrus.
Yeah, absolutely. You are right on that, because for the citrus and also the wine industry, that is important for us because we have some good presence there in the UK. But obviously, we were always wondering whether the large volumes that we send and they go through the UK, whether they get to be distributed as there was our existing customs union and still is until the breakout date among some of the other EU countries. But now, regardless of what the arrangement was, we will continue to have access on the EU market and also on the UK market. And I think that is important because, number one, I think for perspective, it's worth highlighting the fact that if you look at South Africa's agricultural trade as a whole, about 40% on average of our exports go to the region, to the African continent. And within that, which goes to the African continent, we're really concentrated within the SADC region. And the second biggest market is the EU side, with the UK included in there, and followed by Asia. So with the trading arrangements for us, at least between the UK and the EU, somewhat seemingly positive, I think that was one of the good things. But I think also within the continent, the African Free Trade Agreement is something that offers a bit of hope. It might not yield any results in the near term, any tangible results in the near term, but I think when one thinks about development long term, those are some of the things that we're really optimistic about, as our industry is really about export orientated, or in total, in value terms, we export as South Africa's agricultural sector about 49% of what we produce. So exports are very important for the sustainability of our industry.
Yeah. What's happening in terms of cost of production? What sort of impact are we seeing in terms of electricity and even, you know, things like the importation of seed when the rand is a bit weak and so on?
Those continue to be one of the really constraining factors. And we do see this when we are working on the production cost side of the firms, because you'll appreciate the fact that in as far as the input side, We import roughly about 98% of the agrochemicals that we use, 80% of the fertilizer, and also the same story when you look at the fuel and the equipment. So with the wobbly currency, it sometimes that gets to pose a bit of a risk for some guys. And that continues to be one of the key concerns. But obviously, it's always a chicken and the egg situation because you want the rand to be relatively stable and stronger when you are at the production season. But when you are on the export season, you get farmers saying, hey, the rand is a relatively stronger. We need to see it weaker so we can able to see some gains. So that remains one of the key issues. But I think in as far as now that we can tell, people are starting to look for ways to really be able to manage some of these risks, but I think that they are somewhat coping.
So with agricultural confidence relatively subdued, how has that translated in terms of capital investment?
I think the subdued confidence is really a wide range, nearly about half of some of these things. On the top part, it's really the turnover as well as the net operating income. And it's easy to explain those sub-indices because what that subdued sentiment on that is really reflective of the lower production in the summer crop growing areas for the season that we just finished harvesting now. Obviously, the incomes have been affected in there, and that's what is reflected in there. And also on the economic condition side, I think that the mood of the agribusiness bosses is really influenced by what we are also seeing in the country. But the most important part for me is what you open up with, which is the capital investment side. There, the confidence fell by 9 points to about 50 index points. So we've continued to see that sub-index wobbling over time in the past few months. And it is concerning because it speaks to about the level of investments that people are confident on putting in the sector. And until we see some bit of an uptick, a sustained uptick on that, that it continues to be one of the worries because we need that investment for long-term growth and also the job creation that we so badly need as a country. And I think the key things that they are highlighting there remains one of those things related to land reform, remain the things related to water policy and infrastructure. And of late, the guys that are in the livestock sector were worried about biosecurity. We're still not having access to the Chinese market because of the ban that we discussed a few months back on your show.
Yes.
It has not yet been resolved on that. And China is so important to our wool industry because 70% of our exports go there. So biosecurity, land reform, and the water rights remains one of those things. And I think some of the industries are starting to also bring in the issue of the port infrastructure for exporting some of the things, particularly the guys in the fruit sector. So the combination of those factors is weighing on sentiment in as far as the investment is concerned, as of the feedback that we are getting from the agribusiness bosses.
Wandile, it's just dawned on me how quickly you speak. We've covered quite a lot of base. Thanks very much for your time and insights. That was Wandile Sihlobo. He's chief economist at AgBiz.